Chapter 5 Trial by Fire. Over the ensuing fortnight, young Jake Driver struggled mightily to find secure footing within the shifting walls of Evergreen Academy and its endless mazes of magic undreamt of in unassuming Willowbend. Each dawn through the midnight oil brought a fresh barrage of principles and philosophy underlying true power, such as Jake scarcely dared imagine possible. For here were no garden charms or parlour tricks of amateur hour, but the primordial energies channeled by Merlin himself, now refined through centuries of devoted scholarly pursuit, into elegant disciplines, serving mankind while shaping the cosmos to arcane purpose. Every student seemed grounded from the cradle not merely in rote technique, but ontological awareness that their gifted lineage tethered soul to the cosmos by cords beyond mortal ken. Yet planting himself amidst such lofty company without credentials, little Jake floundered in even basic practical spellcasting. Where classmates instinctively gleaned complex formulae or mastered advanced wand techniques from a mere glance at faded etchings in archaic tomes, Jake's clumsy efforts earned only failure and mounting humiliation as he struggled through private remedial lessons scheduled by growingly dismayed professors seeking to understand his woeful incompetence. Worst of all, loomed the upcoming autumnal equinox feast, which marked the formal completion of student initiation before the collective order of alumni, faculty, and distinguished guests. By hoary tradition, dating to the school's fog-shrouded origins, novices came forward alphabetically by family name to demonstrate their worth by summoning spirit guardians from the ether using only rudimentary training thus far. These otherworldly guides in animal form would then stand sentinel over students through the remainder of their magical education. Jake brooded endlessly over this imminent trial by fire, which would unveil his lack of gifts before assembled luminaries. He had scarcely produced more magic their first weeks than errant sparks and wobbly charms a Willowbend first year could readily trump after a handful of attempts. Now utter ruination lay but days away. Increasingly withdrawn with shoulders perpetually hunched, as though warding physical blows, the miserable foundling began wandering aimlessly outside rigid teaching hours. Now that rumours permeated the student body of slumbering chaos coiled inside the unlikely charity case, none dared disturb his solitude. Stares and whispers greeted Jake constantly in the dining hall or between lessons, mouths hidden behind hands as the subject of their latent scorn shuffled past, oblivious with eyes downcast. On the eve of equinox feast, Jake collapsed at the foot of a crumbling statue depicting Dorian Ravenmore, one of the Academy's legendary founders whose shadowy past still roused chilling speculation. Only Deputy Armand dared approach the forlorn boy now, having kept close watch over his withdrawn protégé despite Jake's avoidance of faculty and housemates alike since that strange conversation under the stars when Eldritch Gates first parted to admit the wayward apprentice. "Troubles demand a sympathetic ear, young Drake," said Armand gently. Clearing ancient leaves and twigs, he lowered his long frame upon the granite plinth beside the student, who sorrowfully recounted his dread of imminent failure at the traditional ritual and inevitable expulsion in disgrace soon after that. "But what could masters of Evergreen discern within me that I cannot?" Jake whispered bitterly, tears tracing jagged lines down grime-smudged cheeks. "Either gift shall save me on the morrow, or the game was rigged against me from the start." Deputy Armand listened stoically until he finally tilted the boy's chin up to meet his hooded gaze, iron resolve behind the inscrutable mask. "Will alone forges true destiny. However, fortune or foes manoeuvre against us. If it lay within my power to directly intercede against the slings of misguided brethren, I would gladly shield you from harm But know whatever the next rising sun reveals, not all is writ that still may come to pass, my young friend.